All right, week three of the NFL season underway. We are doing the Bay Area team picks. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in studio. Let's go with the Raiders at the Vikings, 10 a.m. kickoff on Fox. What do you got, Ben?
Well, as we expected, the Chiefs kicked the Raiders in the teeth. I was very optimistic that first quarter. Raiders did a lot of good things. And then all of a sudden, they got conservative when they needed to push on the throttle, and that game slipped away. Now they're facing the Minnesota Vikings. So this is their first of many road games, which is an incredible stretch. Dalvin Cook, amazing running back. Raiders front does an okay job stopping it. Once they go to the next level, the linebackers have a really hard time. That's where we're struggling right now, or they are struggling right now. Hopefully, this will be a bounce back game for the offense. I think Derek Carr is, although was playing, like I said, conservative last week, I think this is going to be a great bounce back opportunity. Josh Jacobs is struggling with trying to prove that he's a tough runner, and now he's got a groin injury because of how he's lowering the shoulder and going into people and kind of just pushing it a little too hard. So it'll be interesting if they can get him going and balance out the pass game. I think the Raiders come out on top.
This is the best defense the Raiders are going to face for a while. Minnesota, with their defensive coordinator, has been around. This is like their fifth year, I believe, together. They just held Aaron Rodgers to 200 yards passing. I know it's a new offense in Green Bay, but that's still a pretty substantial achievement, I think. And that's in Green Bay also. The thing about them with Minnesota is they don't make a lot of mistakes. It's a really tough matchup for them. The beautiful thing for the Raiders is that Kirk Cousins has not played well. The first year, I believe he said this week, if he keeps playing like this, he's not going to get a contract with the Vikings after this particular season. And he's right on. You know, they couldn't stop the speedy receiver in Kansas City. And now you've got Stephon Diggs on one side and Adam Thielen on the other side. That's a real problem for them. So I don't think this is going to be a super high scoring game. I think it's going to be close. You know, Minnesota's defense, I think, is just too good. I got to take the Vikings.
I'm taking a flyer on the Raiders. I think they bounce back. All right, Steelers at 49ers. It is the 0-2 Steelers and the 2-0 Niners. Exactly what we thought would happen in week three of the NFL. There's no Ben Roethlisberger. It's the Niners home opener. Brad, what do you got?
This actually, even with Ben Roethlisberger, the way the two previous weeks have played out actually works out to the 49ers' advantage in terms of a matchup, because the Steelers don't run any play action, which I didn't realize that until I watched the game from the last week. And they just don't. And against the Niners linebacking core, which are insanely fast, if you can't get them out of position, then they're going to beat you to your spot as opposed to have to recover. And so you're going to take a rookie quarterback who's still pretty raw in Mason Rudolph, who I know Pittsburgh believes in, which is why they traded for Minka Fitzpatrick on defense. This is not a 6.5-point game either. In my mind, there's just no way a Mike Tomlin team is going to go on the road down 0-2 in the standings and get blown out by a 49er team that's sort of an upstart. This game is close. I think the 49ers win with a field goal late.
This has the makings of a trap game. And all things across, you look at it and you go, man, rookie quarterback, Roethlisberger's out, 0-2 start. We talked about it on the podcast, how Tomlin is more than likely on the hot seat yet again. And the Niners are coming through with their defense. They're playing really well. Everyone's believing in Jimmy G again. But I'm still going to go with the Niners. I think they're playing really tough right now.
I think the opportunity to go 3-0 into the bye is just too great for them to pass up. There's no way that they can let this game slip through their fingers, I don't think. They got a bye next week, and then Cleveland on Monday Night Football the week after.
They need to start fast like they did last week.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wait, what? Alert, yeah. alert. I'm like, what's going on?
All right, Beer 30 is coming up next.